Mainly, it consisted of white navy beans, which, according to Sergeant Rader, caused gastronomical outbursts that were something to behold. Cook Joe Dominguez found some shortening and cornmeal, which he turned into corn fritters, also stone cold by the time they arrived. The men mixed the lemonade packet in their K-rations with snow to make a dessert. On the line, the days were miserable, the nights worse. The shelling was not continuous. The machine gun fire directed at the Americans was sporadic, but snipers were active through the day. At night, the ominous silence would be broken by the nerve-wracking hammering of enemy mortars, followed by cries from the wounded and calls to man the positions in preparation for an attack. Then another ominous silence. Every 2 hours, the platoon sergeants would wake two men in a foxhole, lead them to the outpost, OP position, to relieve the men on duty. The trip out to the OP was always eerie, Christensen remembered. You eyed all silhouettes suspiciously, skeptical of any sound. Reluctantly, you approach the OP. The silhouettes of the men in their positions are not clear. Are they Germans? The suspense is always the same. Then finally you recognize an American helmet. Feeling a little ridiculous, yet also relieved, you turn around and return to the main line, only to repeat the entire process in another 2 hours. In the foxholes, the men tried to get some sleep. Difficult to impossible, given the cramped conditions, usually 6 feet by 2 feet by 3 or 4 feet deep for two men. At least lying together allowed the men to exchange body heat. Heffron and Private Al Vittori did manage to get to sleep the second night out. Heffron woke when Vittori threw his heavy leg over his body. When Vittori started to rub Heffron's chest, Heffron gave him a shot with his elbow in his belly. Vittori woke and demanded to know what the hell was going on. Heffron started to give him hell in return. Vittori grinned and said he had been dreaming about his wife. "Al," Heffron said, "I can't help you, as I got combat boots, jump pants, and my trench coat on, and they are not coming off." In other foxholes, men talked to relieve the tension. Sergeant Rader and Private Don Hubler came from the same town on the banks of the Ohio River. Don and I would talk all night about home, our families, people and places, and what the hell were we doing in a predicament like this? Spina recalled discussing with his foxhole mate politics, the world's problems, plus our own, wishing we had a drink or a hot meal, preferably in that order.